Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Thought Police. I've got to apologise, first of all, because it's been one of those weeks where Kevin and I have been really busy. Kevin O'Sullivan, of course, that is. And we were meant to do this on Monday, but now it's fucking Friday.
Friday,
We finally managed to get to fucking together in a pub where we could actually record it. Yeah. Because I've had one of those funny weeks where I think you couldn't do it on Monday. I couldn't do it on Tuesday because I had to go to the dentist. And then there just wasn't any time. And I, funnily enough, I had one of those weeks where I wasn't working that much in the evening, right, for several reasons. Jeremy Carr was away, so I didn't do any
of the job. Me neither.
So that's two. And then on Wednesday, I was supposed to do the talk, but I thought I was going to this charity do, because I'd been told it was on the Wednesday.
So well, that was last night.
So I absented myself from Wednesday. And then it turned out I got a fucking date wrong. So I did myself out of a fucking show. And then the only sensible thing I did was I didn't fucking buy anything in the very expensive auction. And then Kevin was supposed to come with us on Thursday night, and we could have had a good night out. But then, unfortunately, the fucking table sold out before you could get a ticket. Anyway, it was quite a good number. We did miss you. A lot of people were asking for you.
Good
but
fun,
one,
good
one
fun,
guy man. who's a Thought Police listener and turns up all the time to our live shows, he was there, and he's like, I've got something for Kevin, and he didn't actually give it to me, but apparently it's some kind of a dog finder, he said, you know, because his dog runs and apparently you put it on the dog's collar, and it's like a find my iPhone type thing, so if you ever lose him, you can know exactly where he is.
Fucking need it for my
dog. Anyway, so next time we do a live show, we'll probably bring it. So anyway.
Here we are, even by my standards, 5 days late, that's good going.
That's not bad.
But it's a good week to be a bit late, because fuck me, a lot of stuff has happened this week.
Because if we had done it on Monday, we would have missed all of the Isabel Oakeshott files, the lockdown files. And I think we probably would have missed Brexit as well, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think so. Let's do Isabel first, our colleague on Talk TV. Amazing story. Proving...
Proper fucking story.
Proving that Matt Hancock and all those fucking cabinet ministers badly mishandled the lockdown lunacy, and that throughout the COVID crisis, we were in the hands of fucking panicking amateurs who were making it up as they go along, and they fucking hate this. Because she's revealed what they were hoping wouldn't come out for another 10 years.
Because I'm absolutely certain, because one of the first things I said to her was, well, surely if he says that he's given all of these fucking WhatsApp messages to the public inquiry, then technically they're in the public domain already, right? But of course, you know as well as I do that they wouldn't have fucking published them all. They would have redacted loads of information. They would have kept loads of it secret.
Yeah, of course.
And who knows if they would ever have been published, right? And God knows that he gave them to the inquiry probably. And he says he's given them to the inquiry. We don't know if he has because nobody's fucking confirmed it.
He's not renowned for telling the fucking truth, is he?
He's really not too bright, is he? No. I mean, here's a guy who gives all of these messages to somebody like Isabel Oakeshott, who's a journalist, an author, who's got a reputation for being pretty hard-nosed. I don't think she'd mind me saying that. And for being also involved in very big breaking stories. And normally every story that she's ever broken, like, of this kind of calibre has resulted in the end of somebody's career. And I think this is another one, because I don't know what he's going to fucking do now.
Well, I mean, he's been nailed. And this is the point. This is how we learn what public inquiries are for. It's so politicians can say, like Tony Blair, well, okay, yeah, I understand there's a few questions about Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction, and that's why I've handed my fate to the scrutiny of a public inquiry.
God.
And what that means, so we find out 13 years fucking later,
right,
what that fucking Chilcot inquiry...
That it was nothing to do with him, and in fact, Alistair Campbell didn't sex up the dossier, and we can't tell you what happened to David...
Well, they sort of did that. I mean, they did...
We can't tell you what happened to David Kelly.
I mean, they did sort of turn around and say, well, frankly, Tony Blair and Alistair Campbell are a couple of cunts who made it up as they went along. They were pretty badly admonished by the Chilcot inquiry.
Yeah, but by then, nobody cares.
Nobody cares, exactly. No. It's 13 years on.
Exactly.
That's the point of public inquiries. It's to kick shit into the long grass, kick the can down the road so the public don't get to know what went on. And Isabel Oakeshott has short-circuited that.
Exactly right. And let's just think about the things that we've found out, because sometimes you have to go back over stuff because it's so fast-tracked, you know, that you're dealing with a major fucking story every single day. So day one was the care home story that Matt Hancock basically didn't listen to the advice he was being given, as a result of which about something like 33,000 people died in care homes because they weren't properly fucking protected. Meanwhile, we find out that people like Jacob Rees-Mogg and Helen Whateley were jumping the queue to get testing kits ahead of everybody else. Then we find out that they only told everybody to wear masks because Nicola Sturgeon thought
Nicola
it was a good
Sturgeon
idea.
Did.
I mean, it's a good idea for Nicola Sturgeon to wear a mask. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
And then today, we find out that Hancock personally said it's time to tell the police to get heavy with people. I mean, it's fucking unbelievable.
Outrageous. It's outrageous. And him and his other various ministers and luminaries involved in that debacle, the COVID crisis, where they locked us down every 10 minutes, we now know unnecessarily.
Yeah.
All of them, what they're all going, this is the wrong arena to discuss this. What? The public arena?
The public, yeah, why?
The press.
Why?
You mean the newspapers have got the story and the people of Britain are finding it out and you don't fucking like it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And fuck your fucking public inquiry.
And they can also...
Nailed.
And they've also revealed that they have absolutely no fucking time for the public. They fucking have utter disdain for them.
Yeah.
The way that they talk about people like Nigel Farage and Piers Morgan, the way that they talk about other fucking ministers. Yeah. I mean, they're just cunts, aren't they, basically? Total fucking cunts.
Yeah.
And we're paying for all of it.
Yeah, and the glacial pace that they move at. I mean, this is half the fucking problem. These cunts, you know, tell them, could you make a decision in 5 days?
Yeah.
What? 5 days?
Yeah.
I can't do it that quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, in the real world, we're all making decisions every 2 minutes.
I said to somebody on the phone today on the show, can you imagine in your job, in your situation, where somebody comes up to you and says, Kev, can you just go and sort this out for me? And you go, about 2 years, okay for you?
Yeah.
Because we're fucking...
be back to you in 10 years.
A couple of years take me... But I'm pretty sure...
I can definitely get back to you within a decade.
I can definitely get this done within the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
No, in no other fucking world would that happen.
Yeah, exactly right. And politicians constantly loathe the fast-paced efficiency of journalists.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a world where it's the 24-hour cycle.
Yeah.
You have to get everything done in 24 hours. When you're on a newspaper, you phone someone in the morning, and you know, invariably, if they're a politician, I'll get back to you next Thursday.
Yeah, right.
No, mate, story's going in tonight.
It's going in tonight.
Today?
Right.
You know, they can't believe the pace of it, and that's why they're furious about Isabel Oakeshott, because she's fucking driven a truck through their slow-paced agenda, their deliberate slow-paced agenda, so we don't find out what a fucking mess they made of this country.
I must admit as well, by the way, I was absolutely staggered because you know how slow he is to respond to anything. Old Keir Starmer on Wednesday, Prime Minister's questions, actually managed to get a question to Rishi Sunak about the Isabel Oakeshott lockdown files, because normally speaking, if anything happens shortly before he's about to start, he never fucking mentions it. But I mean, I said this to people who were going, you know, more worried about some breach of ethics that she broke some fucking NDA. I couldn't give a fuck about that, right? But also, I said, not many journalists that I know have had the fucking question asked to the Prime Minister by the fucking Leader of the Opposition, or had an emergency fucking question session after the Prime Minister's questions, because it's a fucking absolute belter.
It's up there with MPs' expenses.
It really is.
You know, we had a light shone on what goes on in the corridors of fucking power. And what we find out is there's just a bunch of wankers who don't know what they're fucking doing.
Right.
They're making it up as they go along. They say they're being guided by the science. No, they fucking weren't. They were making up decisions politically. Oh, masks, do they work? Don't know, but Nicola Sturgeon's getting the Scots to wear them, so let's do it. Oh, let's lock down again. What, on balance? You know?
Do you remember there was a time when... there was a real problem if you were going to travel on the underground. I know you do a lot, that there was a real problem. If you didn't wear a mask on the fucking tube, there was a pretty good chance you were going to get fined. They did fine loads of people. So people were actually out of pocket as a result of this. But more important than that, people are fucking dead as a result of this. And we've had people, I'm sure you'll get them at the weekend, talking to us about how, you know, my husband died alone. I didn't see him. It couldn't go into the hospital. Wasn't allowed into the hospital. You know, I couldn't see my mother before. I think even Rachel Johnson's in the paper today talking about how ridiculous it was that she had to fucking break the lockdown rules that Boris had fucking made.
As you know, as you said on your show the other day, let's remember those. Remember the rule of six? If you went to a pub, you could have six people per table on 10 seats, 10 tables, but you couldn't have... Six people on ten.
You couldn't have 10 people on six tables. Yeah. You could have 6 people on 10
tables. It was insane.
Fucking ridiculous.
It was insane. And what I think that what Hancock and the like and his ilk liked about it was their total control, their power, just their ability to say to us, you know, you can go for a walk in the park and drink coffee, but only if you're 10 feet away from your friend. You know, we should have all turned around and said, will you fuck off, you stupid little cunt.
Well, I reminded people that down in Sussex, where I walked Diggy, they locked the fucking woods. Yeah. And they actually shut the woods. You're going, what? It's in the open air. It's where people go to walk a dog.
The shit we went along with during that time. Well, because Hancock and his mates were projecting this image of the Knowles who really knew what they were doing. We now know they had no idea what they were fucking doing.
As I said to Jamie Jenkins today, you know, I don't call getting something... overestimated by 93% something that's actually incorrect. It's wrong. Yes. They got it fucking wrong. The number of people they were supposed to die was 93% less than they fucking the model has said would happen. Absolute bullshit, right? But the other thing, of course, that they did was, you know, they had to keep wiping everything down. Do you remember that? When they decided that, you know, oh, I think COVID is transmitted by
wiping desks.
You know, by surfaces. So don't touch any surfaces. Yeah. Make sure you wear gloves. I remember very clearly once going to the Waitrose in Greenwich with those fucking green gloves that they used to give us, you know, in the office. And I'm walking around like the Boston fucking Strangler, by picking cheese out of a fucking thing, you know. Okay, what the fuck am I doing? And back then, no masks, because you didn't have to wear one then.
But the fucking shit we put up with. Yeah. And it's strange, isn't it? That you know, even people like you and me, I don't think we were pretty vociferous questioning it, but we didn't. I don't think we questioned it enough. We should have said,
hang on
a second, they're telling us we've got to walk 10 feet away from our mate when we're in the fucking pub.
Well, don't forget, though.
Shove it.
Don't forget, though, that, you know, because of the fact that we questioned it, we were put on fucking lists. That fucking wanker Neil O'Brien was fucking talking about...
He's gone quiet, hasn't he?
He's gone very quiet. But you know what? I found out this week, he's still a minister... Because Hancock got him into the fucking cabinet. He's now a minister in the fucking Department of Health, the fucker.
That's a fucking danger. He was like some sort of...
These people should be taken down.
He was like going for us, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Going on Twitter, calling us irresponsible maniacs who didn't care about...
Granny killers.
Granny kid. Fuck you, mate. You were wrong. And you know, it's because their edifice was flimsy and crumbling why they got people like him... to become Rottweilers to try and shore it all up.
And do you
think we were conned?
But do you think, and I think this is possibly true, that they were fucking terrified by the people telling them that so many fucking people were going to die? Because I think they there were some scary things.
And I think that's fair enough.
You know, they saw what was happening in China, all the fucking dead bodies. They saw what was happening in Italy. I remember watching the fucking lorries in Italy taking dead bodies away from morgues, you know, and taking them away from hospitals. And then, you know, there was footage of all these fucking body bags in hospitals.
And that was the big thing.
But that was at the beginning.
Let Italy happen here.
Once we had the first lockdown over and done with, I think that should have been it. And that's, I think, the bit you can argue about.
And why didn't more of... I mean, Boris, apparently, at one point, did actually say, look, all these models that you keep telling me, I mean, they're profoundly wrong. We've got to stop skipping to the beat of all of this. And of course, all the Matt and the gang are, no, we've got to do what Sage tell us.
Yeah.
It's a fucking outrage, and they fucking know it.
It really is. We're going to move on from that, though, because I just want to tell you that this podcast is brought to you by Dave Johnson and Suitable Choices. The top-rated independent mortgage brokers based in Margate, but covering the whole of the UK. They specialise in all types of mortgages, including equity release. And for a free mortgage review, go to suitablechoices.co.uk. When you put your details in, use the reference police, and you get to use our services for free. So thank you for your support.
And
that's Dave Johnson at Suitable Choices. There you go. Coming up, we'll tell you a bit about the executive producers as well, but we'll do that right at the end. What we should also talk about is that mate of yours, the very famous and well-known cunt, Sadiq Khan, who's back in the news because he was out in Ealing. You might have been out. You might have been out at the same time.
That should be his time.
He's now completely jumped the fucking shark, crossed the Rubicon, whatever you want to say. He was at this fucking do in Ealing Town Hall last night, apparently People's Question Time, they were calling it. And there were a few demonstrators outside who don't like the idea of the fucking expansion of the ULEZ zone, right? He goes inside and starts haranguing them, saying that basically the people who have got, he called, legitimate concerns about ULEZ should not be aligning themselves with people from the far right who are the people demonstrating outside.
What
he's calling them all.
He
says they're all far right. He says they're COVID deniers, they're anti-vaxxers, they're far right, and he said they're Tories. So he now thinks the Tories are far right. I mean, what a fucking complete twat.
He's a disgrace.
He really is.
He's a disgrace, and he's ruining the greatest city on earth.
I think this is fine. He may have finally gone too far on this one.
Yeah, he's going to get challenged.
He's been recorded saying
it. He's costing people money that they don't have to spend, and it's just all fucking wrong. I mean, he is the most horrible little fucking nasty politician.
He really is.
Ever drew breath. A man.
And it's getting worse.
A man who is ruining the capital of Great Britain. He's ruining London. And all he can fucking say is, I'm making the air cleaner. I don't want cleaner air, you little dwarf cunt. Fuck off.
But also, he's
I want dirtier air.
But also, he's
it's
not.
It's a city.
He's not even making it fucking clean.
I don't care.
Because he's actually basically charging you for breathing it. Because what he's going to say to you is, you can drive your fucking shitty polluting car. Into the clean air zone, but you have to pay 12 quid for the privilege.
How about this, Khan? Yeah, fuck off. And maybe along the way, think about doing something about all the people that get fucking stabbed and raped on the streets of this city that you've turned into a dangerous hellhole, you fucking little cunt.
It wasn't even better than most of your rants, it has to be said. Fucking tremendous. Anyway, listen, I hear congratulations are in order. You've got a new TV show.
Yeah, it's a bit full of that, only without the swearing.
You know, it's a bit like, but it's great though, because what happens now, right, is Kev's got a new show. By the time you hear this, it might have already gone out, but Friday nights now, you have the double fucking delight on Talk TV of Kevin at 6 o'clock, with me at 7 o'clock, plank of the week.
Hopefully we can give you a few viewers to build on. That's kind of the idea. Without sort of a bit of a spoiler alert, but the show starts with me expressing my opinions about the BBC licence fee.
Excellent.
So I didn't write anything. I thought, well, I need to walk around the studio and do this.
That's sometimes the best way, though.
So off I went, and it's good, but it's a bit mad.
Yeah.
And Ali Ross, you know, the Sun TV critic, he was one of my guests. And so I then went and sat down at the desk and I went, those are my opinions about the BBC licence fee, Ali. What are yours? And he goes, my opinions are the same as you, but I would express them more sanely.
Well, this is the great thing. I mean, we had Mark Sagers on Plague of the Week this week.
He's on the show as well.
And the one thing I love about Sal Sagers is he gets fucking wound up about stuff. And he was literally... and did all this. It's very funny. But no, so that's great news. The other thing that I was going to say is, talking of the BBC, going back just to Isabel Oakeshott.
Yeah.
I watched the interview, just a clip of it, from Radio 4 Today programme with her and Nick
Robinson.
Isabel
and Nick Robinson.
What a total wanker, right? This fucking guy, right, wouldn't know a story if he fell over it, right? He's giving her a jip because he's asking if she got paid for the fucking story. Well, as she said, she's a fucking journalist. It's her job. You might as well ask him, does he get paid for talking shit on the fucking radio every morning on the BBC? These cunts are so fucking entitled that they think they know better than everybody else. They look down on people like Isabel and you and me because they don't think we're proper journalists.
We have to earn a living.
We're not proper journalists, you know. I mean, I was listening to an interview this morning because for my own punishment purposes, and also just because, you know, when we have a commercial break at 20 past 8 in the morning and I'm usually in the car, I put it over to Radio 4 Today programme. And they had an interview with Ken Bruce, who's did his last show today.
Yeah, of course.
And he was actually quite gracious about the fact that the BBC have totally fucked
him over. Fucked him over, yeah.
Because he probably knows that wherever he goes next, and I think he's going to some small
Greatest Hits
radio organisation, yeah. He'll take a fuckload of people with him.
He will. Because he's taking, what's it called, the game. Potmaster.
Is that his game?
That's his game, taking it with him. Good man. People love that fucking
good
game.
Good man. But, you know, I was listening to him talk.
Exciting replacement. Vernon Kay, that's thrilling, isn't it?
I mean,
almost as thrilling as Scott Mills replacing Steve Wright.
I mean,
what goes on in their minds? Yeah. Let's make this channel really, really bland.
If you put somebody in to destroy it, they couldn't do a better job.
Vernon Kay's a nice enough guy, but he's the human equivalent of
Beige. He's dim as a fucking
Human equivalent of Beige, and so is Scott Mills. Mm. So you've taken two wildly popular hosts, Steve Wright and Ken Bruce, and you've replaced them with dullards.
Yeah.
Middle-aged dullards. Yeah. It's not, we've got to go for a younger audience. Oh, Scott Mills, Vernon Kay. They're both about fucking 50.
Somebody pointed this out to me. Vernon Kay's 48.
Yeah, so is fucking Scott Mills.
How's that a fucking young audience?
So is Scott Mills.
I mean, we could talk, but, you know.
We're not going around saying we're getting a young audience.
No, but we're getting a very wide-ranging audience because whenever I see people and they say great show, whatever it is, walking around, they're a very wide ranging mix of people, young people, older people, you know, it doesn't matter, working people, people in suits, you know, absolutely fucking all comers. It's brilliant.
Ken Bruce was on today.
This morning talking about his sort of career, and basically they said, you know, you were supposed to work till the end of the month, but he said, yeah, well, for some reason, he said, I've always believed that if you've got a contract, you work to the end of it. He said, today was his last show.
They always do.
And they nicked 13 days off him. I don't know why you'd fucking bother, you know. But he was very gracious, but he was obviously a bit pissed off. Because you would be.
Been there 100 years.
But he said that he has been working every morning on the BBC in one form or another for something like 40-odd years.
That's no way to live your life.
I mean, But this is what the BBC is full of, though. And I'm not having to go at Ken Bruce, because I actually think he's a pretty consummate broadcaster.
Of course he is. Yeah.
And he speaks
But he's full of these lifers.
But he's never worked anywhere else. Never worked anywhere else. That's fucking extraordinary.
Exactly.
I was reading a piece the other day in which it says, on average, people change their jobs about once every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you're at the fucking BBC, don't you? Stay there forever.
Once every five decades.
Unbelievable.
It's a fucking joke. But Nick Robinson... going, you know, all this shit. I read a couple of the papers this morning about Isabel and Matt Hancock, and these other Matt Hancock feels betrayed by the journalism.
Absolute wanker.
Well, she did. She did take a sort of quantitative decision. She had these bombshell WhatsApps, as she said, 3 million of the fuckers, 3 million words, and they revealed that Matt Hancock and the cabinet mishandled the lockdowns, that we shouldn't have done these lockdowns, everything was wrong about it, and she took the decision that that was in the public interest, and that the deal that she made with Matt Hancock wasn't as important as telling the public the truth.
Yes.
And I'm with her on that.
I am as well. And also it gives a real insight into their attitude and the tone of the way that they talk to each other, the way that they take the piss out of things, the way that they just think, you know.
It's so fucking clever.
I mean, somebody going, oh, Nigel Farage, you think we could make him out to be like a pub hooligan and get him arrested? You know, fuck off. Bunch of fucking middle class tosspots, wankers.
He's a better politician than all of them put together.
Well, if it wasn't for him, you know, we wouldn't have been getting Brexit, which we should also talk about.
Talking about a man who understands the British people, unlike Matt Hancock, who hasn't got the faintest fucking idea.
And he's got his hands on another bloke's fucking woman's ass.
Yeah.
You know, well done, Matt. That's the only thing he's fucking good at, shagging, apparently.
That
won't fucking last. But what about old Rishi and his fucking dust-up with the Windsor experiment, whatever the fuck it's called.
The Windsor framework.
Does he think we're fucking...
the Belfast fucking framework?
When I said that, why couldn't they do it in Belfast? And when he finally went to Belfast, it didn't make any sense that it was called the Windsor fucking framework. Also, as we used to say in Scotland, does he think our fucking heads zip up the back? It's obviously bollocks, right? It means nothing. Nothing will change. It's different, apparently, when you read the European version of it to the one that we've got, right? You know, so they say one thing over there, says one thing over here, everybody goes...
You get the agreement you want.
And when it means all things to all men and women and non-binary motherfuckers. And apparently, nothing will change. I mean, I suppose if you live in Northern Ireland, you can now get fucking English sausages. Whoopty fucking do.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us, it won't make a fag end of difference. You still have to pay to go to fucking France with your dog. You can't fucking live in foreign countries in Europe because they won't let you. Ursula von der Leyen is still a fucking liar. You know, what the fuck? You know.
But see, the thing is, the thing about this deal, right, so in terms of the Northern Ireland Protocol and the sort of trading arrangements between Northern Ireland and the rest of Britain and all that, you know, there's no doubt that Rishi's done quite well here. He's made it better. But he seems to think it's like the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, I know.
That it's the greatest moment in the history of this
country.
But
that's how they tried to sell it.
Yeah, well,
he was jumping up and down like a fucking man on a pogo stick.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yeah. No. He said, well, yeah, Rishi, if you're listening, I've got bad news for you. You won't get a single fucking vote out of this.
No.
Nobody fucking cares.
Because the only people that fucking like it are the Ramonas, right? Yeah, they've all come out of the woodwork to go, oh, yeah, we've got much better relations with the European Union now. And then they all jumped on that thing that he said, because he made a right cunt of himself when he came out in fucking Belfast. He went, oh, the really good news, everyone, is that not only have you got access to the UK market, but you've got access to the single market in Europe as well. And everyone went, hang on a minute, that's what you didn't want to be in.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you saying that's a benefit? So, of course, every twat...
You're so right.
Every fucking, you know, Ramona then jumped all over it.
You can't beat access to the single market.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't got it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened. So all the fucking... All the Ramonas went, well, can we have that in England, please? In which case, we might as well go back in. Because he's fucking banging on about how great it would be to have access to the single market. What a fucking twat.
But electorally, and everything that Rishi does and everything this government does, they should be thinking electorally, because this is about the run-up to the general election in less than 2 years. Everything he does, he's got to be thinking, how many votes will it get me? Well, this Northern Ireland deal won't get him a single fucking vote. It's like defence.
Mm.
You know, defence won't get you votes.
No.
Nor will this. So, you know, he's got to fucking regroup and do something that anybody cares about.
Yeah, exactly right. What about the old... we've got to talk about Harry and Meghan getting kicked out of Frogmore Cottage. How fucking great is that? And the thing that I found interesting, right, was that apparently it happened in January. These fuckers said nothing about it. Because you know what? I think even they worked out, if they started whining about being made homeless and kicked out of this fucking luxurious property in England, where they don't even fucking live, people would go, oh, do fuck off.
Well, I think that the message has finally got through to them. See, you and I know this. One thing Americans don't like, they don't like whingers and moaners. No. In America, if shit happens to you,
you get on with it.
You dust yourself down, you get up, and you get on with it.
And you make more money. Really, just make money. That's
what they
want.
It's the heart of their DNA. Yeah. You know, you look after yourself, and whatever befalls you, you don't complain, you rebuild.
Yeah.
And they realise that in America, Americans go, these fucking cunts, all they do is bloody moan, whine and whinge.
And also, what are they moaning about? Yeah. They live in a fucking great big mansion on fucking acres
that
and acres
doesn't work
property.
In the States.
You know, they've got, he's a member of the fucking royal family, as far as they're concerned. He's an heir to the fucking throne. Yeah. He's always had millions of pounds to his fucking name. He's got hot and cold running slaves at his fucking disposal. You know, chauffeur driven around everywhere, private jets. Fuck off.
Americans go, seems to me your life's quite good.
It's really not bad.
So they've realised this about America. Mm. And I think they've sort of translated that back to Britain and go, if we start moaning about getting kicked out of a £4.5 million home that we never ever go to, that we'll look like world-class whingers and people won't like
also,
us.
Also, the other great
move... I think they're worried about their image at the moment.
Yeah, I think so. The other great move is that not only have they become less fucking popular in America than Prince Andrew, he's getting the gaff as well. They're giving fucking Andrew's...
Is he moving in?
Well, he's going to move in, apparently.
Fantastic.
So they've been fucking usurped by a bloke who's paid 12 million quid to a woman who says
Harry,
he fucking shagged her.
Harry, sorry, mate. I'm taking your fucking house off you. We're moving the pedo in.
And his former wife. Toe-sucking.
His dreadful... god awful form.
Oh my god!
And his terrible kids.
Do you remember the fucking the Johnny Bryan?
What a fucking family!
Do you remember
they
the Johnny Bryan book? There was a lot worse shit that she got up to than toe sucking. Jesus fucking Christ!
I mean, she's a disaster. Her kids are a disaster. He's a fucking disaster. They're an hilarious disaster.
They are
the Yorks.
It's fucking comedy time.
York cunts.
Yorkies. Right. So now's the time to say thank you to all our executive producers, because we've been a bit remiss because we've been so bloody busy. It's not our fault. I blame Pooch, who's not even here today, because he's also busy. He's always fucking busy, Pooch, yeah. Right? But don't worry, we're still all together. We're going to be back on Monday, hopefully, back to normal. So we'll do some Patreon action. But let's do the Patreon executive producers. I'll ask you for help when I need it. I've got Dave Johnson, Maria Cooper, John O'Brien, Steely, Robbie Lunnan, Jennifer Lionberger. Who's she?
American Hall. American
Hall. Dale Pinnock, Daniel Jones, Dean McCarthy, Emil Watters, Emma Louisa, Gareth Hughes, George Mayling, Jason Steele, Jenny, 29.
Jenny, 29 fucks a night.
Yeah, John Priest, you don't have to worry about reading.
Yeah, you do.
Johnny Swinsco, Joseph French, Kevin Downer. Leone Thomas, Mark Buckley, Martin Gundry, Matt Clark. Oh, hang on. Oh, Christ, there's more of them. Paul Butterworth, Simon Schiff, Tom O'Donnell, Tommy Tucker, you little fucker, it says here.
Oh, that's new. Tucker, you little fucker.
Will Walker, William Barrow, Terry Bicker. There we are.
Awesome.
So thanks, guys.
Welcome, new people.
Thank you
to all the old people.
I think I'm going to have one more pint before I go.
I'll get it for you.
Anything else you want to mention before we
Just to Friday's new fantastic lineup, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Me hosting What Just Happened, then Mike Graham's Brilliant Pank of the Week. There you go. Talk TV every Friday.
It's fucking great. I love it. We'll see you next week, bunch of fuckers.
Cunts.
And hopefully we'll record it on Monday next week, but this should be out before the weekend. So have a good one. See you later.
Sideways.
Wankers.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.